Now on Money News, Talking Trade with Roger Montgomery. Thanks to AGL, everyday energy solutions for your business.
Roger Montgomery is here. Of course, he set up his own business just only a few years ago, pretty much as we were setting up this program. And I've got to tell you, it has soared since then on the back of all of the things that he talks about here on this program on a Tuesday evening. Hello, Roger.
How are you, Ross? What a lovely introduction. Does everyone know you've got a selfie holder for Christmas from your team? A selfie stick.
Yes, that's right. A selfie stick.
It's the Does anyone know that? It looks like a snake holder. It looks like something you'd grab a snake with.
It's a thing that can extend your
reach. Telescopic
for your phone, and you can take photographs with it.
You take a photograph of yourself, can't you?
Well, that's
while you're skiing.
That is almost self-explanatory.
And you mentioned to me in the break that it's showerproof.
No, you said that. You pointed that out, not me. I had nothing to do with that. You were the one who brought the tone of it all down. Right, now let's get stuck into the market. Okay, it has fallen significantly.
Yes, unsurprisingly.
And the truth of the matter is that there are real wobbles in our economy right now.
There are.
So should people right now be watching this market and looking for opportunities to jump out?
I think it's too early. There's not a lot of value in the market. There wasn't before the slide began, and there isn't just as the slide begins. If, as we expect, the correction over the course of the next 18 months or so brings a bunch of companies into an area that we believe represents value and they have long-term bright prospects, then we'll have a lot to talk about. But right now, it's still too early. You've got problems in the materials sector and resource sector. We've got China slowing down. China could slow down to not only 5% growth from their current 7% growth, they could fall to 3.5% growth between now and 2025. That would be a veritable disaster for our resource companies. The iron ore price could drop precipitously from here, and it's already down a lot. Then we've got, of course, the energy stocks. Energy stocks have been hit by falling oil price, which may not be permanent, but that's the case that we have right now. Retail is really, really struggling. Retail is absolutely struggling in Australia.
Why would retail struggle given
because
the fact
consumer
that
confidence
are at record lows?
Consumer confidence and business confidence is very, very low.
Is that because we talk about all this stuff?
Maybe, but I don't think the Reserve Bank is talking it up either, and usually they're the ones trying to build confidence. They're not moving interest rates. They haven't now for, 16 months or something like that?
Yeah, one of the longest periods of time record.
No,
and, of course, we spoke with Alan Oster earlier on, who said...
Did he talk about cuts?
A 30% chance that there will be three interest rate cuts next year.
Well, Peter Costello, whose role is no longer the Treasurer, actually suggested that there should be cuts as well. Now is the time to cut, and that was his suggestion, commenting on the RBA.
All right.
So financial services as well, Ross, the financial system inquiry.
But you are a natural. You, I would say, your investment style is that of a bargain hunter.
Absolutely.
Right. So in other words, you like to have strong performing companies that have got recognisable cash flows.
That people are throwing out with the bathwater.
That's it.
We're sitting at the moment with between 20 and 30%, depending on which fund you look at, whether it's the Montgomery Fund or the Montgomery Private Fund. They've got between 20 and 35% cash between them, and we've done that because we couldn't find value and some good quality companies just went way over the top and we took profits on those. And so now we're waiting for opportunities to present themselves.
But you haven't sailed back into the market at this point?
No, not aggressively at all. In fact, the only thing we've bought recently, and when I say recently, the last, month and a half, has been Bendigo Bank, because we believe that its competitive position will be improved as a result of the financial system inquiry recommendations being implemented, which may not happen until the second half of next year or after that.
BHP Billiton at $28.88.
It's been a long time since we saw a two in front of that.
And, of course, a split about to come as well. It could generate some significant growth for that part of the business that has got the better assets.
Well, maybe, but, that's possible. The problem with the company as it stands today is its profits this year, 2014, were exactly the same as the profits, I think, in 2006 or 2007, about $14 billion. So there's been no growth over that time, despite the fact that the equity capital has gone up and debt has tripled from $12 billion to $36
billion. Medibank Private listed this year. A lot of people would have picked up shares there. I did note it got above its float price today.
Yes.
$2.22.
Okay.
So it went very much against the trend of the market here, which says maybe there's something about the cash flows long term there.
Well, I talked to you before when we indicated that we'd participated in the float as an institution, indicated to you that I think the long term prospects for this business are very, very good if they can execute on their plan to extract more value. value from that small percentage, 2.2% of their members who are responsible for over a third of the claims against the company for private hospital procedures. So if they can work with those people, that small group of people that are most likely to make claims, by, for example, sending them off to, reminding them to go to their GP or putting them on a health course or, you know, a gymnasium or something like that, then you might find they claim less, and that would be a big saving.
Okay, let's go to energy stocks. You've got Woodside and Santos. So yeah, Santos shares $7.70 today. They've come from $15.15 just in September.
Yep.
So they've almost halved since September.
The best business to own, Ross, is a business that has a competitive advantage, and the most valuable competitive advantage is the ability to raise the price of your product without any detrimental impact on your sales. Now, an oil company or a commodity company can't do that. They're a price taker.
It's an interesting thing. And finally, let's go and think about banks, because banking stocks clearly have been the cornerstone of many people's portfolios over the past 12 months. They probably have held their ground in this last fall, but they've started to fall off as well.
Yeah, no credit growth, and while interest rates remain low and consumer confidence isn't good, we're going to find that there's not going to be a lot.
Roger Montgomery with us every Tuesday. He's been great with his ideas and his thoughts here on the program. Can I just thank him, but also our other regulars, Jonathan Chancellor, Viv James, John Simon, of course, Nick Moraitis, Alex Malley, Andrew Willink, Harold Mitchell, Charlie Brown, but also my own staff, Georgie Pryor, Laura Parr, and Jason Ford, the producer. For the next few days, Julian Lorcan will fill in, and we'll see you next year right here on Money News.